through a gift that Marianne Tobias gave to us about a year ago that endowed the music program, and we've named it in her honor, the Marianne Tobias Music Program at Eskenazi Health, as well as the gift of a grand piano. We've been able to bring musicians from the community, from local universities such as University of Indianapolis, the Indianapolis Chamber Orchestra, the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, as well as some national organizations like the American Pianist Association and the International Violin Competition of Indiana.
Because right when you walk into the main lobby, the main concourse there in Eskenazi, right in between the ER Center, is this beautiful grand piano that is just so inviting.
Oh, well, thank you. We think so, too. And it's been incredible because we've had so many patients and staff coming to play. It's open to anyone who wants to play. And we've had several patients who've become regulars, actually. And it's been an incredible morale booster for our staff as well as our patients and our guests.
In fact, you have a couple of patients that have kind of become regulars, haven't they?
That's right. That's right. There's actually one patient, she comes in for eye treatments, and they're very painful. And she said that what gets her through it is that after each appointment, she's able to play in the piano. It's a part of her therapy.
But also, you've been bringing in guests from literally all over the world. And right here in our own backyard, from Bloomington, Indiana, this fabulous band that, Kyle, you've known about for a long time. And actually, people may have heard them. They were interviewed on Weekend Edition on All Things Considered several years ago when Guy Raz was hosting. The group is Salam.
That's correct, yes.
And they are going to be performing this week.
That's correct. They're going to be here at Eskenazi on Thursday, December 4th at 2 p.m. And that concert is free and open to the public. Salam are a Middle Eastern music ensemble led by an incredible musician named Dina El-Safar, who's an Iraqi-American. She plays several instruments very beautifully. She plays violin, viola, oud, which I think people know is an Arabic lute, and she also plays the jozo, which is this beautiful Iraqi spike fiddle. So Salam will be performing with a quartet, with drums and this amazing Bulgarian accordion player. It's going to be amazing, and I'm just so excited that we can share this with the guests and staff and patrons of Eskenazi.
And this is a free concert at 2 o'clock mm-hmm. on Thursday afternoon, and we actually we have a clip from Salam. What are we going to hear? A little
this track is called Lima Sahar, and it's off their new CD Train to Basra. And Dina composed this song about a competitor in the Afghani version of American Idol.
Oh my!
Who kind of a young woman named Lima Sahar who kind of overcame all the obstacles women face in mm-hmm. Afghanistan to, become a music star there. And it's a piece that she composed in her honor.
Well, let's hear a little snippet of that. So that's just a little taste of Salam. You can hear them live at Eskenazi Health Center downtown on a Thursday afternoon. And really, Kyle, this is all about music as therapy in the most profound way.
Sure. As you mentioned, studies have shown that the exposure to light, art, and music help in the healing process. And that's something that I'm very fortunate to see every time we have one of these performances. Just watching the expressions on people's faces who, you know, are there taking their family member to chemotherapy or they're receiving treatment themselves. And just to see the smiles on people's faces when they just kind of stumble onto this unlikely thing happening in a hospital. It gives me chills when I'm there seeing that. So I hope more people from the community come in and enjoy what we're offering at Eskenazi and help support this program in whatever way they can.
Indeed. And tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock, Emmett Cohen, one of the mm-hmm. APA Jazz finalists, will be there performing as well. Stephanie, if we want to learn more about the performances, where do we go on the web?
Please come to our website. It's the EskenaziHealthFoundation.org, and there's a list of all of the concerts that will be upcoming this season, as well as some previous concerts that you can see what we've had. And we'll be updating those daily. We have have quite a lot of interest from musicians in the area who are interested, so please go there.